So I want to talk about something that I've spoken about in my shows that you may have heard, but I wanted to expand upon it, and it has a planetary effect as well as an individual one. And I'm speaking about the planets Pluto, Saturn, and Uranus, and their sequencing as they cross over cardinal points of the zodiac. The four cardinal points are 0 Aries, 0 Cancer, 0 Libra, 0 Capricorn. They mark the beginning of the seasons for the Earth, at least for the temperate climates. And for the planet as a whole, they are turning points, transition points. They are phases of growth for the planet, phases of change. The four phases, similar to the lunation cycle with the four phases that it has, from new moon, first quarter, full moon, last quarter, back to new moon again. And on the Earth, it begins with 0 Aries, with the beginning of spring, although one can also say it begins at 0 Capricorn, one can say it begins really at any of these points. But the point is that transiting Pluto went over or hit 0 Capricorn in the tropical zodiac in January of 2008. And Uranus will go over 0 Aries or be very near 0 Aries at the end of 2012. That'll be sort of its last time that it will contact that point. So we really have a 4-year process where these cardinal points are being activated by 3 major planets. And because these cardinal points represent the basic structure of the Earth, or the points at which the phases of the Earth tend to change and rebalance or readjust, these 3 planets have a great impact on global events, the Earth as a whole. And I think we can certainly see it in the financial realm when Pluto first got near in the latter part of 07 and became exact in early 08. And with that came, you know, Pluto brings transformation at the deepest level and tends to get rid of what is unimportant, no longer necessary, kind of clears the ground and represents this death of what is old for the rebirth of what is new. And it's basically a very positive energy, although its effects can be quite difficult to sort of deal with. And in the sequencing, I really look at sequence of transits as being very important, because one sequence is different from another. And here we have the sequence of Pluto hitting 0 Capricorn first. Next up, and that will be this year, it's actually coming right up here in 2009, Saturn going into Libra, which is the end of October, first part of November of 2009. And Saturn kind of represents reality and a reality check. And so I think that what has happened with Pluto in terms of just shaking things to their very foundation, bringing about this need for transformation and change at the deepest level, Saturn can make manifest. It can actually bring into reality some of these changes, and it can also make us more aware of what's really going on, simply because Saturn tends to be real. And following Saturn will be Uranus, and Uranus will go into 0 Aries in July of, no, sorry, that will be the end of May of 2010. And as I said, it will sort of finish up in December of 2011. And so with Uranus following Saturn, you know, the reality that Saturn represents, and coming on the heels of that will be Uranus. Uranus is like going to new ground, breaking free, moving in new directions, being able to sort of take advantage of whatever it is that has been exposed from the Pluto intense regeneration, transformation, elimination, and Saturn focusing on sort of what's fundamental, what is true, what is sort of the essential qualities. Uranus then can bring them into new life or into new directions or going in a new way. So I think, you know, this affects on many levels. As far as the planet and as far as, you know, individuals. And if you want to see whether, you know, Pluto, Saturn, and Uranus affect you in your natal chart, you can go to my page, you know, just click on the picture of me, go to my page, go down to the bottom, and you can put in your birth date and just place one of these planets in. I mean, you can put all three, but as a transiting planet, and you can see if you're being affected by this on a personal level as well. I'll have more on this later or at another time, but this is just, it's interesting to talk about it now simply because Saturn is the next phase in the sequencing of hitting the cardinal points.